Well, the university has been in the news as they continue to grapple with a budget shortfall and some painful but necessary cuts. UMD Chancellor Lindley Black joins us this morning on the phone to give us a little bit more information. Chancellor, good morning. Nice to have you with us. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Okay. It was just button pushing on this end.
Okay.
Talking to like my boss about budget cuts and then punching the wrong button. Ooh, bad career move.
That's okay. That's quite all right. I always enjoy our visits, so no problem. Good to talk to you.
Tell us a little bit about how this budget shortfall came about, because UMD has a couple million dollars worth of cuts, and that's not even the first round as the university system as a whole has been grappling with this budget situation.
Yeah, well, actually, we are in the final stages of resolving this budget deficit. As you point out, it has been going on for a few years, and there were a number of factors, but the main thing was the decline in student enrollment that we had for a couple of years in a row. Now, the good news is that we've turned that around, and new student enrollment is up this year about 7%, and our total student enrollment is up over a percentage point this year. So we have been able to reverse that trend of declines. We've also continued to receive funding assistance and new funding from the Twin Cities, as we've also had to make difficult decisions on campus. We have had to cut staff positions. We're looking at some additional cuts this year, and that will also impact faculty ranks, as well as program support, but we've gone from a deficit at one point that was close to $12 million, and over the last 3 years we've reduced it from $9.4 million to $6 million, and now the total is somewhere around $4 million.
Now, folks of a certain age, and I'm sure that you hear from them on a regular basis because they're now the parents and grandparents of current college students, remember when a person could put themselves through school with perhaps a work-study job or another part-time job, and their college loans were paid off at about $12 a month, and it was just a different financial situation a few decades ago. One of the explanations that I've heard is decreased funding from the state, and yet this whole business about affordable college has become a real big issue, including in the current election cycle with the presidential election. Do you see any possibility of movement with the state of trying to restore a little more funding to universities?
Well, only very incrementally. I mean, I am also one of those persons of a certain age, and I know exactly what you're talking about. But when we were in college, the states were providing anywhere from 60 to 70% of funding, of total funding for universities. Now, in Minnesota, for the University of Minnesota, that figure is around 18%. So that's been a huge shift from state funding to tuition. Also, our costs go up as we keep up with technology, but also as we keep up with increased need for support for students. And the needs that students have now are quite different from what they were 30 years ago. I think Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, is committed to higher education. But at the same time, there are so many pressures on our state budget, especially if you look at health care, which is a huge, huge issue for our state. If you look at transportation, if you look for support for the K-12 schools, there's not a forecast of the universities expecting to get things back anywhere close to where they used to be. So that's what's requiring us to rethink how we do business. It's requiring us to really look at ways in which we can be more efficient and at the same time keep our quality high.
And I guess I'm wondering, the world puts us in these situations frequently, more frequently perhaps than we'd like. But I'm wondering how you move forward when you've got people of our generation complaining about you know, this dramatic, what appears to be a dramatic increase in college costs. And at the same time, you have to cut people and you have to cut classes and you have to cut programs in some instance.
It's tough. There's no question about it. And I think part of it is we need to do a better job of educating the public about what the real situation is. And we also need to do our part to hold the line on costs. This year, we did freeze tuition for UMD undergraduate students, and Board of Regents is interested in freezing tuition again, I think, for the next biennium. So we'll have to see how that works out, because to do that, we do have to have some increased support from the state, because just our normal costs do increase around 2-3% every year without adding anything new. So we are going to need some continued investments from the state. But, and you know, there's a national conversation about free college tuition and these kinds of things. I've yet to see a full proposal of how that would work. Certainly, free sounds great. But, you know, I think it's a national conversation that's going to take a lot of creativity, a lot of hard work and focus, and a lot of partnership with both our state and federal entities.
Well, it will be interesting to follow that conversation and see if that conversation does begin to move forward, because it became such a big election issue, in particular earlier this year. And it will be interesting to see how that moves forward as the people in political power start sending their kids to college.
Yes, absolutely.
Chancellor, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always fun to talk with you.
It's always fun for me, too. You have a great day.
Chancellor Lendley Black, our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.